USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A top economic advisor in the Trump administration doesn't want any violent protests if the former president is arrested this week.
I hope that America has learned from what has happened in the past, and I hope whatever happens next week, we just have a very peaceful set of events.
This comes after Trump claimed he will be indicted on charges related to a probe into a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, IBM Vice Chairman Gary Cohn said he's anti-protests and only wants to see peaceful events if that happens. Cohn added no one is above the law, but he noted there could also be some politics involved in the decision to indict Trump as well. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. Statement from the Swiss National Bank notes the takeover will secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. UBS chairman Colm Keller explained the move is attractive for its shareholders, but stressed this is an emergency rescue of Credit Suisse. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the war in Iraq. President George W. Bush formally announced the start of the war in a televised address on March 19, 2003. U.S.-led coalition forces launched air attacks about 90 minutes after a deadline for Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq had passed.
The people of the United States and our friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder.
The U.S. declared an end to the war nearly 10 years after the fighting began. Five children are dead after a car hit a tree and burst into flames in Westchester County, New York this morning. Officials say a 9-year-old boy who was riding in the trunk was the only one to make it out alive. The five who died are children between the ages of 8 and 17. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The U.S. is investigating claims that TikTok's parent company is spying on American citizens. Both the Department of Justice and FBI are looking into the company ByteDance, which was allegedly involved in the surveillance of U.S. technology journalists, as well as more broad spying on general users. The investigation is seemingly tied to ByteDance's admission that some staff members improperly accessed data of U.S. citizens. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is revealing details of its planned $100 million expansion. Part of that effort will involve increasing the facility size by about 50,000 square feet. The added space will allow the hall to host large-scale traveling exhibits in addition to indoor concerts. A frozen fruit recall is underway due to possible hepatitis A contamination. The recall involves an organic tropical fruit blend sold at Trader Joe's stores nationwide and organic strawberries sold under five different brand names, including Costco's Kirkland Signature and Aldi's Simply Nature. The supplier Scenic Fruit Company said the recall is out of an abundance of caution. Taylor Swift has wrapped up the first two nights of her long-awaited tour. She kicked things off with shows Friday and Saturday night in Glendale, Arizona, which dubbed itself Swift City in honor of the occasion. Her next stop is Las Vegas, March 24th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.